SBS Radio.
Australia's stalled sporting leagues are preparing to restart their seasons as the coronavirus outbreak comes under control in Australia. It follows the National Cabinet's announcement of 15 national principles for the resumption of sport and recreation activities. The NRL is pushing ahead with its planned start date of the 28th of May, with players likely to begin training early next week. The federal government has given the New Zealand Warriors permission to travel to Australia for training, with the team's flight due to land in Tamworth tomorrow. Warriors Chief Executive Cameron George says the news comes as a relief for players.
I understand they're very excited and finally got some direction and some certainty, which is crucial to these guys and their families, which, we can't underestimate how challenging it's been for both of them, families and players, without this direction.
Health authorities are reminding players to adhere to Australia's restrictions, including quarantine and social distancing precautions. President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Tony Bartone, told SBS New Zealand has been successful in dealing with the pandemic.
I think we can have confidence in the fact that these players coming from New Zealand will be relatively virus-free. However, we need to ensure that they follow the same measures as any other person coming to Australia from international areas would have to follow.
While states such as Queensland have welcomed the return to sport, New South Wales Health is still being cautious. The 36 players and staff will be required to undergo 14 days of quarantine like all international travellers. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says no exemptions to the rules will be made for the team. He called for the NRL to submit a detailed plan regarding their training protocols to prevent the spread of the virus.
The danger here is pretty simple. If they do get to actually train together, in particular circumstances, one player can take out the entire team and all the officials. They'll be gone for 14 days. So how are they going to make this work? I think there's still a lot of work to do.
On Monday, the NRL is set to brief its clubs on the safety measures they will have to follow, while a pay deal will be finalised next week. Meanwhile, the AFL has announced its players will start training as early as June, with an end date to the season set for the 31st of October. AFL boss Gillon McLachlan says the National Cabinet has provided an endorsed pathway for the return to sport. The National Cabinet has outlined three stages, with the current first stage permitting the training of two players at a time with social distancing. Mr. McLachlan says clear progress is being made.
We're in stage A now, but if you look around, it's plausible we'll get through into stage B relatively quickly. And if you get through that in a couple of weeks, then a sort of, mid-late June or whatever it is, I think that you posed, is plausible. So
yeah,
I think there's enough asterisks and all that for me to feel comfortable. I haven't run ahead, but that's a plausible scenario.
The Australian Medical Association is cautioning both leagues to be sensible about their plans to fast-track their seasons. Dr. Bartone says the leagues should work with medical authorities, such as the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee, to ensure a safe return. He warns team members to comply with restrictions when not playing after several rugby league players were caught breaching social distancing rules. The NRL has handed out $120,000 in fines to four players. Latrell Mitchell, Josh Addo-Carr and Tyrone Roberts-Davis took part in a 12-person camping trip, while Nathan Cleary was filmed with five women at his home. Dr. Bartone says leagues should not rush to get their competitions underway.
The best interests of players, coaches and officials, fans and the broader community have to be put in a cautious perspective as these clubs try to fast-track their restart date for 2020. And it's not about, rushing and getting a restart date. It's about a longer-term game, and that is ensuring that we don't have to abruptly stop the return because of another outbreak of COVID-19.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.